With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some Chinese national students studying in the U.S. may soon be shown the door. Secretary of State Rubio says their backgrounds will be closely scrutinized. Any students with ties to the Chinese Communist Party and who are engaged in critical areas of study will have their visas revoked. Correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Chinese students have seen rising rejection rates for visas in recent years amid strained U.S.-China relations, while Hong Kong says it would welcome students from all over who've been impacted by the U.S.'s changing policies.
China continues to aggressively pursue its space ventures, launching an unmanned mission to collect and return samples from a pair of asteroids near Mars. The U.S. Court of International Trade has ruled against President Trump's tariffs. The White House is appealing the court's finding that Mr. Trump exceeded his authority. The administration says it is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency. After granting several pardons this week, President Trump is considering more of the same.
The president pardoned Michael Grimm, who resigned from Congress after being convicted of tax fraud. He resigned in 2015 after pleading guilty, and he served 8 months in prison. Donald Trump also signed pardons for reality TV hosts Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted of conspiring to defraud banks out of more than $30 million. And the president told reporters he's considering pardoning the men convicted of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Elon Musk is leaving the Trump administration after leading DOGE, the effort to combat government waste, fraud, and abuse. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 213 points higher. This is SRN News. A crisis of parenting in the United Kingdom.
A new study released by the Marriage Foundation finds that by the time a young person in England is 14 years old, he has about a 50-50 chance of no longer living with both his parents. Foundation spokesman Harry Benson says, quote, the level of family breakdown in the UK is at epidemic proportions and is set to get worse with all the knock-on effects of those affected and in societal costs. Here in the U.S., conditions are almost as bad. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has rejected the appeal of a Massachusetts student who was barred from wearing a T-shirt to school, proclaiming there are only two genders. The justices left in place a federal appeals court ruling that said it would not second-guess the decision of educators in Middleborough, Massachusetts. They barred the shirt, claiming it might have a negative impact on transgender and gender nonconforming students. Justices Alito and Thomas dissented. This is SRN News. A new discovery in our Milky Way galaxy has astronomers scratching their heads.
The celestial object is emitting X-rays around the same time it's shooting out radio waves. Located 15,000 light years away, scientists say this object could be a star, pair of stars, or something else entirely. Findings were published in the journal Nature. NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory spotted the X-ray emissions by chance last year while focusing on a supernova remnant, or the remains of an exploded star. The hyperactive phase of this object appeared to last about a month, John Scott reporting.
Israel announcing plans to authorize 22 Jewish settlements in the West Bank. These would include new settlements, as well as the legalization of outposts already built without government authorization. Meanwhile, President Trump urging Israel to refrain from striking Iran while nuclear talks continue. SRNNews.com.